On this episode of The Playbook, I have Michael and Ileana Didashi, the founders of Heartwater, and we're going to talk about how to do business and still have a heart. Join me for all this and more on The Playbook.
This is Entrepreneurs The Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success and what made them champions on the field and in the boardroom. I'm your host, David Meltzer.
I have a special guest. That's right. Michael Lewis Didashi is here with his parents, Michael and Ileana Didashi of Heartwater. Welcome to The Playbook. It's a family edition. I love it. What's going on?
How's it going? We're so excited to be on.
Thanks again for having us, David.
Little Mike Lewis is especially excited. His first podcast.
Yeah. And I think he now gets the award for the youngest podcast guest and best looking. So, and that's a really tough one, Michael Lewis, because there's been some really, really good looking people. Don't let me fool you. They're way better looking than I. So congratulations. Anyway, you know, it's apropos that you have your whole family here because you have a family business. And when I say family business, not just between you all, but a family business, meaning you have the world as a family in mind. And I love compassionate capitalists like yourself that have a goal of, you know, having a significant impact while still being, great entrepreneurs. So let's start at the very beginning. You know, how did you guys get involved with Heartwater?
Well, it really started when Ileana and I first started dating. You know, this was like early on in our relationship.
2015, yeah.
Yeah, 2015, Ileana was the current Miss Texas USA at the time. And her and I were both just very passionate about being starting a business that had a give through model, as you coined it last time. We really like that terminology. So we had that as our framework that we wanted to create this give through business, and that's how Heartwater started to manifest.
I thought maybe it was more like my wife and I had begged her for so many years just to date me that she decided, oh, I need some water. My voice was...
You know, that would have been a more believable story. Because I was chasing Ileana around, at least in my head, for so many years.
Yeah. Well, I met my wife in the fourth grade and didn't date me till I was 27. So that's a long time to, I wish I had Heartwater. I could have effectuated that. Now, you know, it's one thing to have a heartfelt idea that's tied to a business. And I meet so many different entrepreneurs that have great intentions. And it's one of the more difficult things when people have a purpose and a passion behind their business, because it's still a business and you need to stay in business. And whether it's for profit, not for profit, or just a 501c3, it's extremely difficult to build a business that can sustain itself, let alone help other people. What were some of the key challenges in starting a business with that bigger vision, the bigger responsibility of helping others?
Well, I think the first thing was, we knew we wanted to impact, our vision statement was to impact billions of hearts around the world, right?
I wrote that on my mirror.
Yeah.
So we share in that respect, right?
Yes. Definitely.
Manifestations.
Definitely. Yes. So that was obviously our definite chief aim, but now we had to reverse engineer that and do it in a sustainable way that was actually going to, you know, gain momentum. So that's why we didn't go after a traditional 501c3 and set up a full non-for-profit. We wanted to have a business that was, one, in high demand, two, was going to be a product that as the years go on, it's going to become scarcer and scarcer, so it'll go up in demand, and three, it was the highest quality in the world, so it would attract customers because it was so different. So we started with that framework and said, this is the way to truly create a sustainable give back and give through.
Leave a lasting impact as well and leave a legacy.
Exactly. Because it's like with a 501c3, yes, you can set it up for success and it can raise money, but then, you know, you're constantly having to raise money, but we wanted to have a product that could facilitate that for us.
Exactly.
And, you know, beyond the challenges that you face in building a business with a sustainable model and being able to make money and helping billions of people, you do it with your wife. And as extraordinary of a husband that you are, Michael, and how beautiful Michael Lewis is, you know, my wife, I couldn't pay her enough money to work with me. And I try to be the best person that I can and the best self that I can be. You know, there's a lot of couple entrepreneurs out there. You know, how do you guys maintain the separation between your personal relationship and professional relationship, the separation between work and not work, or if you even distinguish between that? What are some of the things you do to create the boundaries necessary to have flourishing business relationship as well as a flourishing marriage?
Well, I think that the really cool thing is, I mean, Michael and I really are, and I mentioned this in the other conversation that we had, we're kind of like the yin and yang. I'm more of like, I do a lot of the creative aspect of the company, and Michael is really, you know, the business mind and that entrepreneur mind. And so I think it really complements each other really well. You know, I work on the story aspect. So Heartwater also has a story aspect to it, and it's Michael Lewis wants it. He loves these bottles. So the whole Pour Your Heart Out mission really came about back in 2015 when we first started dating. Mm-hmm. Michael is a recovered drug addict and alcoholic. He was heroin addict for 10 years, and now he's 10 years sober. And when I was Miss Texas, my platform, I was going around, you know, the U.S. and going to schools and talking about, you know, the belief of putting your mind into something and truly, you know, just pouring your heart out for a better purpose, for a larger purpose, for what you truly believe in. And what I noticed, you know, when we started dating was we were both going out into the community and sharing our stories. And people would come up to us afterwards and say, wow, you know, I thought that I was the only one, you know, going through this. And you really, by pouring your heart out, you know, you gave me some hope.
And you shared, quote unquote, my story.
Right. You shared my story. And I thought I was the only one, you know, going through that. And so that's really how the pour your heart out aspect came about with Heartwater, is that we all have a story, you know. And at the time in 2015, there wasn't a lot of people truly
being vulnerable.
Yeah, being vulnerable, being, you know, there was just like on social media, I felt like such a facade, you know, and I was guilty of it myself. And, you know, sometimes I catch myself too. And it's like, you know, what I really wanted to see was people being more authentic and just transparent and vulnerable. Yeah. And so kind of like smashing that facade. So anyways, back to your question, David, I think that Michael and I just really kind of complement each other in the fact that, you know, we're doing two different things for the company.
Exactly. And, you know, I want to hone in on this too, is we both, like Ileana said, we're a yin and yang. So we bring totally different talents and attributes to the company, but we're each other's biggest cheerleaders, yeah. Right? Like I'm Ileana's biggest cheerleader. She's my biggest cheerleader, but we'll also give each other, you know, great feedback and advice when something needs to get tweaked, in a very compassionate way, right? We won't just, you know, yes each other, you know,
exactly
on everything we do, but we do totally different aspects, but then we'll also give compassionate criticism. Mm-hmm.
Play devil's advocate.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a really good balance.
You know, it's interesting because what I hear from both of you is an interesting aspect of social media marketing business that way back when in the sports agency world was difficult for a lot of people to understand. And it's called illumination, right? Pouring your heart out is an illumination. It's an organic, authentic way. And it's so funny because even through my own trials and tribulations, it took a lot of processing and courage to illuminate the mistakes and the lessons that I've learned, which have now been the biggest benefit that I'm able to share with people. And, you know, it's interesting when you look at heroin, in particular, because it's so funny. I have two friends, both are very similar. You, Michael, and my other friend in New York, they're like the last people on earth you would say, oh yeah, that guy's a recovering heroin addict. And, you know, like there's a certain, certain image that people have of, you know, and I have experimented and tried different things in my life and fortunate not to have been addicted to them. But I always had a saying that heroin was something that I never met someone that just tried it and didn't tell me that it either ruined their life or they died.
Yeah.
And it's so nice. And I would say that anyone that can deal with that every day and be in 10 years recovery like you are, that is a testament to discipline, but also to be able to illuminate it, because especially with the opiate addiction and the transcendental way that opiates lead to a cheaper drug that is available for people, and it kills people. Like at a very, forget COVID, you know, I'll take COVID. I'll sit myself in a room with COVID before I sit in a room with heroin. That's how scared I am of that. And so, you know, through that journey, right, to overcome what is to me one of the most compelling and addictive, biochemical addictive, energetically addictive things ever created. Only thing I've ever been addicted to is tobacco, and really bad. I chewed tobacco for on and off for years and years, and I could not kick it. And someone told me the only thing worse than nicotine is heroin. And I'm like, stay away from that.
Yeah, leave that.
So, you know, nicotine will put you to a slow death. But how, you know, have you utilized that journey of the challenges, you know, the lessons, the discipline, right? Like, because you've expanded your ability to do something that most people, it's one thing to be a professional athlete or entertainer or Miss USA or Miss Texas, but to overcome that is extraordinary. And what are some of the things, it's true, what are some of the things that you can tell people that are in the grasp of an addiction, whatever it may be, and there's so many out there, we all have them in quantum our nature. What are some of the things that you held on to that allowed you to do that? Because I think that will also show the pouring out of heart water and where that comes from.
100%. And you know, I learned this, right, hindsight's 2020, but I learned, you know, the disciplines and the heart focus and the mental focus of recovery is also the exact same structure for business, right? Those two translate very, very well. The main thing that I tapped into 10 years ago was to focus on what was going on inside of me, not outside of me. And for so many years, I was always focused on the external, right? Where was I living? What job I had? What friends I was hanging out with? You know, X, Y, Z, where was I at in my status? Or where was I at in getting the promotion? Or whatever it was, you know, because I was for a quote unquote, a couple years, a functioning opiate addict. When I was just on straight pills, on opiate pills, I was functioning. I could go in, and I had a tech sales job. I was selling computer hardware, and I could be on the phone all day long, you know, selling hardware, because the opiates gave me energy and gave me a high. But I was always focused when I would try and get sober on what was going on external to me. And then finally, through the grace of God, through a higher power, through really getting perspective and having a spiritual awakening, I started focusing on my heart, to tie it back to focusing on my heart and pouring my heart out. I focused on filling that void that was within me that Ileana was sharing about earlier when she would share her story. Because, you know, Ileana went through depression. She went through bullying. She went through a lot of stuff that impacted her inside of her heart. And what we both came up with as we were sharing our stories was that if you focus on your internals and you really fill that void, that has a ripple effect on what goes on outside of you. And, you know, and when I started doing that and I really got in touch with myself and I found out, hey, I don't need anything in this world, right, external to me to make me whole inside, right? I don't need heroin. I don't need money. I don't need this, because I was always looking for all those things to give me that sense of relief and that sense of comfort. And that's what made me use heroin, because it gave me the ultimate relief, the ultimate self-confidence. It gave me all the things that I was looking for. And I just focused on these disciplines of waking up every morning with intention, writing down my intention, writing down my manifestations, sitting down and meditating and connecting with my sixth sense, with the spirit of the universe, and then really letting that spirit guide me throughout the day. And focusing, the key thing is focusing on what I could do for others. Because my whole life, and unbeknownst to me, I was so selfish, very selfish, self-centered. I would always go into a situation seeing, how can this benefit me, right? What am I going to get out of this? Or I'm getting the short end of the stick. And that pair of glasses is a very disheartening pair of glasses to see the world through every day, because you just feel discontent, and it's never enough. You always want more, 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 more. Yeah. So I started going into situations saying, what can I do for this world? How can I impact the world? And that's what, tying back to what Ileana and I were talking about earlier, we shared that common story, because Ileana would do it with her platform of sharing her story, seeing how she could help young girls that were also struggling with depression and bullying and XYZ. And that's that common heart connection that really builds authenticity and really builds strong relationships and can really transform just seeing somebody on a surface level and gives life meaning and fulfillment. So that's my story and part of the attributes.
I think it's both of your stories, and I'm, you know, listening, thinking to myself, you know, one of the things in my own deficiencies as I turned introspectively from a world of not enough to the world of just enough to the world of more than enough, where things come through me as well, is that I know what my quantum nature is. So, and through illumination and sharing heart to heart that experience, I know what those are. And, you know, I could imagine the connection between you two, knowing that within all the context of the growth that you've taken, the heart water that you shared, that now you still have the impending ability to know that this is within us still, right? That we always have the capability of being depressed or bullied, or we have a capability of being an addict, regardless of where we are today. And that, you know, illuminating the fact that this experience has happened actually, you know, to me diminishes the control and diminishes the power that our quantum nature has over us. And it allows us to break the chain, an ancestral genetic chain that we've inherited. It has opened itself. And I think understanding how to break that chain. The other interesting tie-in is that, you know, we're 80% water. Yeah. And you talked about, you know, what we need. One of the things that we require is water. Yeah. And I always say, to put the best of water in you, you know, these people spend so much money on all types of things to put in themselves, and yet they won't spend any money to put into the 80%. The conduit to everything is water. It allows the current, the currencies and the current to flow through you. And that's why hydration, you know, is one of my like four key pieces of advice. You know, when people want simple life-changing advice, I'll say thank you, ask for help, drink a gallon of water a day, the best water you could find, right? These are, and then a minimum of an hour on exercise or health in general too. So these are simple ways of changing your life. And I love the fact that all of your stories, successes, and challenges all come together in a water that is a conductive being to connect not only you two, but the whole world. It shows that, you know, connectivity, that conduit that we all want. And it happens by looking within our own heart, not outside, and blame, shame, justification, separation, all the things that ironically I think are our biggest challenges today and are coming to a level of awareness that we've never seen before because of COVID, because of our racial tensions, that it's really exposing and allowing people, I hope, to feel comfortable in illuminating the connectedness and oneness that we have. As we finish up, you know, what would be your big legacy? You know, obviously you have just such a beautiful family and a beautiful business. What legacy would you like to leave with all those billions of people supporting and drinking heart water? There has to be a bigger legacy involved.
I just want to share a story really fast that
I love stories. Share all you want. Take your time.
So we initially, when we've actually launched the story aspect part of Heartwater back in 2015, and we've been sharing stories ever since. But on a side note, Michael and I also own another business, a drug and alcohol rehabilitation center here in Austin, Texas. So anyways, we had been sharing stories, and we were down at our detox one day, and we get a call. We're both working, and we get a call from one of our employees, and they're like, please come into the nurse's office. You know, you've got to hear this. And we're like, what's going on? And we had been sharing stories for just a couple months at this time. And this client that was checking in They were like, please share, you know, this is Michael and Ileana, they're the owners of Infinite Recovery. Please share, you know, how you got here. And she said, I was on Facebook. She was a heroin addict herself, actually. And she said, I was saying my last goodbyes to my family and friends because I'm so addicted to heroin. I can't picture my life without it. And she said, I was ready to just go. And she was in the bathtub with a needle about to, you know, just
do a fatal shot.
Yeah, overdose. And she said, so I got on Facebook to say bye to everyone. And as I got on Facebook, someone had shared the story of a mother whose daughter had recovered from heroin. Yeah. And the mother's perspective was saying, you know, I'm, you know, so grateful my daughter found recovery. Because her daughter was also in the same position as her. Anyways, long story short, this girl really connected to that mother's story and said, oh my gosh, if I take this fatal shot of heroin right now, how is my mother gonna feel, you know, when I'm not here? And at that point, she said she started crying and she just Googled, you know, drug rehab in Austin. Infinite Recovery popped up and she called Infinite. And she said, you know, I need someone to come pick me up, you know, and she checked in. And as she was checking in, the nurse who was checking her in, she goes, I know you. She goes, you shared your story on a platform called Heartwater.
It was the nurse that shared her story.
And that, so the nurse was the mother who shared the story of her daughter overcoming drug and alcohol addiction and heroin addiction. And so when she checked in, she goes, you're the reason I'm here. You truly saved my life. I was about to, you know, take this shot of heroin and overdose. And I read your story and I thought of what my mother would feel like. And so she didn't even know that Heartwater and Infinite were both Michael and I's companies, but she had just seen that story.
Yeah.
And so that immediate, you know, just her saying that was like, okay, we're on the right path. We're doing the right thing. So I mean, it was just incredible. Like I said, we had only been sharing stories for just a short amount of time at that point. But just seeing and knowing that, like, if it can impact one person's life, you know, imagine the ripple effect it can happen, that can happen, you know, on so many other people.
That's part of the legacy, as your question was, what is the legacy we want to live? It's that ripple effect of one story can literally, with today's technology, travel around the world, right? And impact people in other countries. And then when you couple it with rainwater, which is, you know, the most sustainable source of water, I mean, not only are we trying to impact people emotionally, right? Through that story of experience, strength, and hope that'll hopefully change the course of their day or their life, but it's also to give them access to the most pure, sustainable water, to really, you know, help people around the world in both aspects. But that was something that Ileana brought up. When we heard that story, we were like, man, that is a legacy.
Yeah.
You know what I love about those stories and the serendipitous stories that I hear and share is that for everyone that you're aware of, there's probably thousands, if not tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of stories that you're not aware of. And that, to me, is the power of how the universe truly works, and the awareness that you guys should have as an inspiration, not only for each other and Michael in your lap, but the entire world. That, you know, when someone shares a story to me, like, hey, you don't know who I am, but I've been watching your videos for 2 years and this and this and this. And I think to myself, wow, how many people out there do I not know about?
Exactly.
Right. And so you should be super proud of yourselves. I'm a huge fan of the product, but more importantly of the stories and the inspiration that you're giving so many in the lives that you're saving, not only with Heartwater, but with your recovery program as well. And I do have an introduction for you for that as well. But anyway, just an incredible opportunity. We have an amazing family here with Dave Meltzer. Heartwater is an amazing product. Check them out. And we can do a lot of good and help a lot of people and have a lot of fun together. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode in any way or found any value, screenshot it, share it, however you'd like. My only ask is you help me empower others to be happy.